Hello, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. John Saxber here, your host here at Revival Now. I want to talk to you today about God's DNA in us. What is that God-given DNA? What is our DNA? What is it made up of? Our DNA is our very simplest form. Is our very being in the most simplest form. In the very the three elements in the ground that can that are actually that it's actually the same three elements that are in soil that's in our DNA, that our very basic elements in our DNA are the same ones that are in soil. And it's phosphate ion, deoxyprose, sugar, nitrogen base, and those three. And those three are the ones in soil. And it's very ironic that says that, because and it proves that the word of God is true, because in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 it said God took the dust from the ground and formed man from the dust of the ground and blew his spirit into the man. And he became life. People want to say, and then this whole deal about DNA is because you hear this, all these people out here talking about, what we identify as. Well, I identify as this. I identify as my own gender, this gender. I identify as this gender. When God simply said, God made us in his own image. Let's make God in our own image. I mean, is God is not a freak. He's not this person. You can change which gender you want any old time you want. You were assigned a gender. You were assigned a DNA. You cannot change anything about it. The foundation, you can change the structure of it, but when it comes down to the foundation of it, you can't change it. That foundation will have the same principle, it will have the same rules, and it will have the same laws. That structure is there. That's our DNA is our foundation, basically, if you will. You can't change DNA. No matter what you try to do, you cannot change DNA. DNA is something that can never be changed. Just the same as God. God never changes. It's his DNA, because we have his DNA in us. We are created in his image and likeness. If you want to go with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27. I'm going to get my Bible out, my King James Bible. I want to do this differently today. Chapter 1, verse 27. You open your Bibles with me. So God created man in his own image. He created him in his own image. He created man in his own image. I am created in God's own image. And I have no right to try to change that for anything. I know we have this big parade this week and where people are parading around. And I'm going to say this right now. When you're parading around in front of children wearing two men are parading around with children wearing nothing but a thong, and they're gyrating on each other, and you have women doing god-awful things with each other out in the middle of the street, right in front of children, small children, that's demonic. I'm sorry. That is demonic. I'm not going to excuse it. I'm not going to sit there and say it's right. It's demonic. I mean, they act like you're supposed to have special privileges because you're because of your sexual orientation. Your sexual orientation comes from one from curiosity. It comes from being exposed, whether it was right, it was willingly or unwillingly or for against your will. It's from being curiosity that you shouldn't have, because the Bible says cast down every imagination that exalts itself above the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ. You got to cast those imaginations out. The Bible says resist the devil and he shall flee. I mean, that's demonic. This is a demonic age we are living in. When you got full grown men doing god awful things in front of young children, I mean, they're acting like it's their rights, and a girl dressed up as the Virgin Mary, aborting baby Jesus, where they're having all this stage blood come gushing out in this bloody doll that's supposed to have extremities ripped off of it. Just drops out and it's still attached to an umbilical cord. That's demonic. One abortion is murder. I said that right. Abortion is murder. It's not your right to take that baby's life. It's not your body. It's not our. God created us in His own image. If we are a creation of God, then we belong. We are property of Him. We are God's property. And we're to treat God's property accordingly. That DNA is in us. His DNA is in us from very start of creation, when man was first created. From the first Adam, and Jesus was the last Adam. Amen. It's that creation in that DNA in us that we have to live to please God. God wants. We are a part of Him, so we want to live. We want to live to live a life that's pleasant to Him. We want to live a life for Him, where we are crucified. We live a crucified life. If anybody shall follow after me, they shall deny themselves, take up that cross, and walk. People say, "Well, people are entitled to your opinions." You're not. There's consequences for your opinions. There's consequences for your actions. You may have full say and full control over the decisions you want to make in your life. I'll give you that. You have that full right and that full say, that full right, the 100% rights to do whatever you want, but you don't have the rights to the consequences for the actions that you make, for those decisions and those actions. You don't have the right to control what the outcome is. The outcome on the other side is a little bit different. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. I mean, our decisions cost us. Either they will cost us, or they will help us, or they will save us. Amen. Go with me to the book of Genesis chapter 21 and 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created, created He him, male and female, and He created them. He created one male and He created one female. He didn't create you to be this gender that you can create, or didn't create you to be this other gender. Hello? He didn't create you to be any other gender but than what he created you to be. One created with spot, one created one without. One with spot, one without. Simple as that. I mean, you can't get any more simpler than that. And when he created male and female, he created them to exist in a relationship together only. A male and female only. Marriage is between a husband and wife only. People want to get mad at me for what I'm preaching, get mad at me. I don't care. You can get angry with me, you can threaten me through inbox. I don't care. The truth is the truth, and this is the Word of God. The DNA of God is always true. It is always pure. It is always just. It always thinks good thoughts. It is always brings good report. It is always loving, peaceful. I mean, when you're operating outside, when people want to make these decisions to, I was born this way. No, you were not born this way. You were born in the image and likeness of God. Like I was saying, with that thing with the DNA sample, I don't know what I did with it. What I do with it. Anyway, the DNA, our DNA, this simple fact here. God, and in chapter 2, it says it plain here. And God formed, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Why did he become a living soul? Because he had the DNA in him. The DNA of God was transferred that day. And through that person who created him, we have been redeemed. I mean, that's why we needed the body of Christ. That's why we needed the body of Christ, because man had sinned. The first Adam sinned, and the second Adam, who was Jesus, came along. Came in the form of man, so he can create a body. He can create a place that would take a people who would take on his DNA after we had sinned, and take on that spiritual DNA, and take on that Shekinah glory, that spirit where the Shekinah glory dwells in us. We become those strands of DNA of Christ and become one with him. That DNA of him, that his spirit, his everything about him, he was made in his image and likeness, and we became joint heirs. The Bible says in one verse of scripture, line of scripture, we became joint heirs with him. We become joint heirs. We become the righteousness of Christ. We take on God's DNA. I mean, I don't want to hear Christians. I hate when I hear Christians say, well, I'm entitled to my own opinion. No, you're not entitled to. Everything that you think you're entitled to was all done away with at the cross of Calvary. There's only one thing that we are all entitled to, and that is the devil's hell. And I want to get on with it. And I mean, God had needed it for a body. I mean, I want to go on here, and he needed a body to take on his DNA, his spiritual and physical DNA. When Jesus Christ died at the cross of Calvary, go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 12. People don't understand how much we are in line with God than what they realize. They don't realize it. They don't have that. A lot of Christians don't have that mental, with that open mind, that eye, the blinders removed enough to see we are joint heirs with Jesus. We're joint heirs with the Father. We're one with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And here we go. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of the body that has one, being that many are one, also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews, Gentiles, or we be bond or free. We have been made to drink into one Spirit. For this body is not one member, but many. The foot shall say, because I am the hand. I mean, it goes on and on. Basically, when they have that DNA of Christ in us, we take on his nature, we take on his who he is in our mindset and who we are. I mean, we don't have to worry about needs and stuff. We just know that God has taken care of us. We're his children. We have his DNA in us. Just like with my daughter Cecilia, she knows that daddy and mommy are going to take care of her because she is of our DNA. Same goes for us in the body of Christ. That same illustration applies to us because we don't have to worry about it. We are his children. God created the human beings to be his children. The mercy of God reigns upon the unjust and unjust. I'm talking about the Muslims, the Buddhists, everybody. They all have the DNA of Jesus Christ, and some of them are just don't have their eyes open yet to see what the truth is. We're created all of the same soil. I mean, all this stuff, this racial tension we've had when Obama was president. I mean, that was beyond ridiculous. I'm sorry. There's no black church, there's no white church, no purple church, no green church, no blue church. We are one church. We are a red church. We are a red church. We are a church that is red, that is full of dirt. I said we are a red church full of dirt. Bible says we're all sinners saved by grace. We were sinners saved by grace. Through faith by grace, we are saved. He created us to be one. Where's that connection? I'm going to show you. Go with me to the book of John. Chapter 1. This will all start coming together pretty soon. This is going to go bang, 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 bang. John chapter 1. Went too far. And this is where Jesus ties us all in. This is like the shoelaces, the stitch work of it all, the welding bond. I'd rather consider it as the weld, but that fuses us in with Christ, where we're infused with one with the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him not anything was made. Anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life as the light of men. And and light shineth in the darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. And the same was for a witness to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but the light that was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which the light lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into this to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God. For one, there's our DNA. There's our DNA right there. So we are sons of God. If say, I'm a son, therefore I am of my father's DNA. I am a son, therefore I am of my father's DNA. I am a daughter, therefore I am a daughter. I am God's daughter. I am therefore the daughter of God, and I am of his DNA. It's that simple. But as many received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I mean, he received anyone who believed on him. That was the nature of God. And that was the same nature of Jesus, because him and Jesus are one. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Means there was no hanky-panky going on, or no hokey-pokey going on when he was conceived. Nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John, in verse 15, John bare witness of him and cried, saying that this was he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and his fullness we all have. We were received in grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And no man has seen God at any time, except the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John. We'll stop there before we're not going to go any further than verse 18. Basically, he's just telling you what your DNA is. If you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ and you are one with the Father, you become his heirs to his kingdom, and you become part of him because he dwells within you without measure. A lot of religious people think that God only dwells to a certain extent and we have to just live on our, we do have to make our own, God created to make our own decisions, but he did help us, give us the ability to pray for the right decisions, an excellent decision that will be flawless. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, his DNA is in us. We are joint heirs with him. He's not, and I'm going to go on. I'm going to close out with this, with Jesus. I'm going to get these scriptures going, and I'm going to get this going. This is good. This is good stuff. Wait, say, what people are like, well, what's this got to do with it? It's got everything to do with revival. If you don't know where you come from, well, how are you going to get revived? What do you know what you're getting revived with? Hello? I mean, we've gotten into this mentality in this society. We've lost sight of who we are. It's like society's like a bad episode of South Park. I mean, there's always some crybaby trying to protest the president, wanting to kneel during the national anthem. I mean, which is stupid. You want what the Democrats are wanting to bring in here? I mean, you seriously want, I mean, these lesbians who sitting there that are practically busting ball busters and being ball busters and trying to take away men's rights and wanting women's rights, women to have all way more rights than men and blah, blah, blah. And they're those same ones that are protesting for Sharia law, supportive for Sharia law. Real smart. You're going to bring in a bunch of people who want to kill you. Because so if you're that Sharia law that you want to bring in here, if you're a lesbian, they're going to take you out in the street, blindfold you, tie your hands behind your back, and put a thing on you, put a burqa on you, and they're going to sit there and they're going to do some death chant, and they're going to go out in the street and whack your head off with a sword. You're just basically asking yourselves to be executed. Oh, we want to love Islam. We want to love Islam. We want Sharia law. No, you don't. I mean, are you that blind to see what it's all about? What it entails? I mean, you want it so bad, but when it comes, you ain't going to like the outcome of it. See, with Jesus, he you don't have to sacrifice your own kids or take somebody in his name. That crime that person committed, Jesus already paid the penalty for it. Jesus already took the penalty and paid the debt on it. I'm not saying it's good to go out and commit murder or anything, but any sin, whether you're struggling with homosexuality, you're a lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever Q means or T means. You're transgender. I mean, God still, there's a second chance if you can get yourself right with Him. If you can repent and be baptized, I mean, you become joint heirs with Him. It's that simple. I mean, you don't have to die and go to the devil's hell. You don't have to die and go to hell. God never meant hell for man. We weren't born to go to hell. We weren't created. We don't have that DNA for what hell has to offer for us. I mean, that's for the Satan and his angel, Satan and his demons down there. You don't want to go to hell. I don't want you going to hell. You got to get right. You got to live right for God. You got to get yourself, you got to get that thing cleaned up. I'm not talking about go to some weird class for 18 months and go to some goofy retreat after you're done, after you've graduated. That means you get right with God. Now, there, you have a chance right now. You have a golden opportunity to get things right in your life and make things right. I'm not sitting there trying to bash gays or people living in sin, but when somebody's living in sin and I see them in the flames of hell, I'm going to start preaching. I'm going to start shouting. I'm going to make the devil nervous and let him know I'm here until that person's rescued. I mean, we, like I said, I will go to the ends of the earth to rescue somebody like that. I mean, you got to break free from that mentality. You weren't born gay. You weren't born lesbian. You weren't born bisexual. You weren't born transgender. You were born you were created in the image and likeness of God. I mean, and this same goes for, I mean, any of this stuff, these liberals out there. The devil's got you set up. These liberals out there protesting against the president, the devil's got you set up. I'm gonna tell you something, there's famous people, famous athletes. Actresses, actors, you name it, in the pits of hell right now, screaming for a way out. You can get everything right. You just gotta step away from things, get things right in your life, make some changes, strip everything away, bring everything back to the basics, and learn about God and His love for you, and His salvation power. I mean, the like look at it was like a drug, like drug addicts. The same goes for drug addicts. You got people addicted to drugs in your family. You gotta get them saved. Pray for them to get saved. You gotta go out and get them saved. You gotta get them, see to it that they accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I mean, what else does it say? I mean, it's not in your DNA. God didn't create us to be drug addicts. He didn't create us to be alcoholics. He didn't create us to be bank robbers. He doesn't know any of that stuff. It's not in his nature. Amen? I'm going to roll on here. Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Basically, he says if we become dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live with him. Means if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart Jesus Christ is, then it becomes that Jesus Christ is Lord. You shall be saved. I mean, that goes along with that. Galatians, it's in Galatians. I'm reading my scriptures here. I'm trying to draw a blank. I'm trying to stay awake here. Romans 6, 8. I mean, I would say it again. Now if we be dead with Christ, means for once we got to die to everything we want, our desires, our goals, our dreams, our opinions, or what we think of others, what we think of ourselves, everything has to die. Because you take on that whole new lifestyle, you take a whole new lifestyle of the Word of God on. You take that image and likeness of God because you take on, you become joint heirs with Him. You don't hold on to old baggage. You got old baggage, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Throw it out to the curb right away. Don't sit there and say, well, I'm just waiting for a special meeting to go out there and do these classes, and then I'll be getting free. That's not going to set people free at all. Books, tapes, and retreats don't set people free. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit and through His mercy that He shed for us on Calvary. John chapter 17, verse 23. Here we go. John chapter 17, verse 23. I mean, this will help save you, your give you a different perspective of how you see Jesus, too. I mean, how much he's totally in love with his kids, and it grieves for the ones that are lost. 17:23. I'm going to start in 22. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. In them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me, loved them as thou hast loved my Father. I mean, basically, he's saying they're saying that you're a part of me. You're gonna behold my glory. You're gonna be made perfect we are perfectly, wonderfully made before God. I just want to say this: we are perfectly, wonderfully made before God. We're gonna go ahead with Romans chapter 2. And like I said, we're perfectly, wonderfully made by God. I mean, it's because we have his DNA. Just like my daughter, she's a beautiful little girl. My wife and I, we share a DNA in her. She takes on her own DNA, but our DNA is in her. That is our seed, and our genetic makeup is in that child. Just the same with John. I mean, this whole thing about the LGBTQ is so screwed up. For one, a man and a man cannot make a baby. A woman and a woman cannot make a baby. You can dress each other up to be the opposite sex, but when it boils down to it, there's only two sexes. One with a wee-wee, one without. Amen? I mean, you can't get any more simple than that. And man, and the devil comes along and tries to complicate it with a bunch of confusion. I mean, look at the new Toy Story movie. It's got that character, the sport character, and there's a spoon and a fork on the other side, and it's taking the two and putting them together, and the look on its face is always confused, like it's always confused. I mean, I said the look on their face, on his face is actually confused. Where he's confused about who he is, and he's got a rainbow on the foot. These narratives they're putting in movies it's gotta stop. It's gotta be stopped. Romans 12:5. I gotta hurry up. This is coming to a good close. Romans 12:5. So we being many are one, body in Christ, that every one member one of another, having the gifts differing so we being many or one body. I feel the Holy Spirit moving. Being many of one body in Christ, every one members of another, having then gifts differing accordingly to the grace that is given in us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion, according to the proportion of faith. No matter what the size proportion is, you still have that DNA in you. You have that, you have him in you. You have every fiber of your being is saturated with the Lord Jesus Christ. His presence is there. A lot of people think, oh, well, I got to hang out with this, hanging out with the Lord. His presence is in us. He's already there. He's already on the scene. He's on the scene no matter where you go. Whether I hop on my bicycle and take off up to Mark Twain Lake up here north of here, or if I ride down to Silver Dollar City on my bike, he knows exactly where I'm at, and I know where I'm at, and I know the places that I'm seeing. It follows you wherever you go. You don't ever, you step out of it, but it never goes away. No matter if you, I mean, it's like saying this is, no matter if I go up to Mark Twain Lake or I go down to Silver Dollar City, which I'm trying to get at, and my mind's throwing blanks because I'm yawning. Go down to Silver Dollar, you're still in the state of Missouri. Same goes for the presence of God. You're still going to be in his presence. You step out of his presence, you're in sin. Stay in his presence, you stay in the grace and the holiness of God and his holiness. You be made righteous before God. Okay, Galatians chapter 3. Verse 28. Galatians 3:28. Three and verse 28. Therefore, there is neither Jew or Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male or female, yet we are one in Christ. That means we become one. We become joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We become one with him. We become one in spirit, one in the flesh, one in everything. We become joint with him. We become, there's a union there. There's a holy union that takes place there. When you become born again, you become one with him. There's a lot more that takes place than what a lot of religion preaches. A lot of religion preaches that you just get saved and that's it. And that's not how it goes. Ephesians 2 verse 6, and I'm going to shut this thing down. Ephesians 2 verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, that ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, yet lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ, that's our DNA, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in the past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called to uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off, made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh, in the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained the ordinances, for to make himself the twain of the one new man, so making peace, and that he might be reconciled both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity, therefore, and came and preached peace to them which were far off and to them that were nigh. For though him we both have through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens which the saints and the which or with the saints and of the house of God, and are built upon the foundation, which is our DNA, built upon the foundation, the apostles, prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all building fitly, the building fitly framed, yet our DNA formed together growth unto holy, it's framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, which we are the temple of the Lord. That's our DNA is being built in us when we become born again, in whom you also builded together for the habitation of God through the Spirit of God. And we are finished. This is a production of Revival Now International Media Ministries. For those of you needing for information or any of our materials or anything at all, prayer, you name it, get a hold of me. Revivalistjfs3@gmail.com or call the text 636-368-6490. God bless you and have a great day.